Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Peter Lerner lives in the Rainbow region of the Northern Rivers. Their many years of experience includes acting, directing and production of short films, TV, theatre and cabaret. Best known for their work with choirs and singing, the Universal Peace Federation honoured Peter with a Living for Others award. The Sydney Morning Herald chose Peter as one of Sydney's top 100 influential people in 2009, and they were honoured to receive Lismore's Australia Day Award for community service in 2011.
Wow, you do look queer out there, and sexy too. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story. It's about connection. So I've always wanted to be magic. I've always dabbled in the supernatural. And many of my early encounters with ghosts were sexual. Has anyone ever had sex encounters with spirits before? It's actually really common. I would bring it up with friends in one-on-one, not like this, one-on-one conversation. But so many of them had also had experiences. And I've had several. One of the early ones, one of the first ones, was really dominant and really controlling. And it was kind of hot. For sex, it was hot. You know, like I'd wake up and I'd be dreaming, but it was not dreaming. I was awake, I was conscious, and I was levitating up to the sky and there was someone behind me, and actually got turned over once. And it was really hot. And I cottoned on to what was happening. I was like, I'm not dreaming. This is something real. This is a connection with somebody. I was actually staying in this really old haunted hotel at the time, and I felt like, you know, he was pretty rough trade. The experiences I had were so magical and thrilling. It was my, you know, that heartbeat, a bit like when I was 20 going to the beat, dealing with shame, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm there at the beat and my heart's beating, thinking I'm doing the wrong thing. Anyway, this spirit started to steal my keys all the time and my money. It happened so often that I couldn't find my keys. I was thinking, am I getting dementia? And I was only in my 30s and I was like, far out. But it just happened so often, and then they would turn up where I had already looked several times. They turned up where I'd looked there and they were there. I wasn't sure what was going on, but I figured it was this spirit that was coming in the night. And once I was at my parents' and it became really clear that this is not on, because I had to get back to Lismore for work and I couldn't because my keys were gone. So I called up a friend who was a witch, and she came over and we did a little, you know, seance. She said straight away, you've got to let go of this spirit. She knew what was going on. And she said, you've got to let go of it. And I was like, I don't want to let go. I like him. You know, like I've been single for so long and it was... But, you know, she said, like, it'll stop if you do this. So we did a farewell ritual and we found our keys. Now, the keys were in my computer bag and I had looked there 10 times. I was with my parents. Mum was in bed unwell, but my dad and my brother had looked through that whole house looking for these keys before I called my friend. And they'd looked in my computer bag too, twice. But as soon as we let go of the spirit, they were there. And my dad didn't believe me. He said, you know, you're playing tricks. You and your friend are playing tricks with us. Mum was very unwell and she passed very soon after that. And I thought I was prepared for that, but you can never prepare for that. You just can't. She was a spiritualist and we had a plan. She'd come visit me a lot when she died. You know, I was just lost. I was calling out to the space above me, to Mum, to God. I was just saying, come on, give me a sign, talk to me, where are you? And I couldn't find her, and I was looking so hard, trying to do all the little tricks I thought I had learnt, and, you know, I was just lost all my belief. So the day before we were going to leave to the funeral, to go down to Sydney, I went to the beach with my ex. At the time I had a partner. He was Tongan, he was like a fish, So he'd just swim way out, right out past the waves, and he'd be out there for hours. And I always stayed back with the dog. But this particular day, I just left the dog behind and I just went out. And the surf was so big and rough. Usually I would dive under when the big waves come. But this day I just wanted to get smashed. I really did. So I just sort of jumped into a wave and spun around so that the wave hit my back. And as the whitewash went to the shore, I saw Mum. Perfect image of my mum with wings. That was like an angel. Less than a second, I was like, that didn't happen. That couldn't happen. That's not real, you know. And I doubted it completely. But what I noticed was that I was completely sated. I was nourished. I felt like that, you know, I could go to this funeral and deal with a challenging family situation and know that she was with me in spirit. She was with us. And so that was really amazing. So when I got down there, Dad had an experience too. He was in front of the TV, as he always was, and I heard him yell out. So I rushed out, and he said, Mum was there. And then by the time he stood up, he was doing exactly what I did. Ah, that wasn't real. That was a dream. I was dreaming. Stop it, Peter. I was dreaming. You know. And I tried to tell him, well, maybe it was real. You don't know. And then my niece, two-year-old, pointed towards us one day and said, Nan, and smiled. And so we looked behind, you know, Dad just scoffed, but I was like, ah, that's Mum. She was here, you know, and we all celebrated, the family celebrated that she was there. And so these sort of encounters aren't uncommon, that people can have a connection with people when they pass through, you know, animals or electrical appliances. You know, and I'd had all of those. I'd had some amazing, that first one I told you about, some amazing encounters with Mum that I really needed at that time. I was distraught. And I needed that connection, and I believed in that connection. But I studied mediumship and psychic development so that I could, you know, develop my skills and prolong those. And then, you know, when Dad was dying, not long after, he was in hospital and, you know, he'd wake up from dreams and he'd be saying, I was with Mum. He believed by then, you know. He wanted to go and he was going to go to be with her. That was beautiful that my dad, being such a, you know, non-believer, started to think, oh, maybe Peter's right. I also learned a lot about lucid dreaming from Mum, because whenever I had a dream and she was in it, it was like I'd be conscious in my dream straight away because she'd jolt me into it, but I would still be asleep, but I'd be, you're here, and then I'd wake up. And so I learned to stay relaxed and calm so that I could stay in the dream, stay connected to her. It was happening a lot soon after she passed, and at first, I was just waking up crying straight away, saying sorry. I'd have time to say, I'm sorry. And I was sorry because a lot of shit had gone down in her last year in Sydney, and I wished I had been there more to care for her, and I felt bad about that. But as I learned to relax, the very last dream I had with her, it was just amazing. I had time to give her a big, long hug, and then we did a hongi, which was really not something Mum would do, but it was just really beautiful connection in the soul. And then she was still there. So I said, Mum, why aren't you finding me a boyfriend? Because I'd been single for a long time, and I'd been asking Mum, please talk to whoever it is as guides and make him ready. Because I had the sense that I was ready and he wasn't. Very soon after that, she said, Peter, do you really think my taste in men is going to be right for you to find you a boyfriend? And I just laughed. I just thought, that's so funny. You're terrible. That's right. What happened then was really interesting. I lost connection with her. I stopped looking at her. I stopped seeing her. I suddenly felt that guilt again, that shame. I was like, oh, shit, she'll get upset. Like, I'm being rude to her, you know. And I lost connection with her and fell back into my body. Very different to waking up, but just like, damn it, that was so good, you know. But very soon after that, I met my huswife. It was magic how that all happened. And I'm sure Mum was involved. And now, when I miss, you know, obvious signs from Mum, like sometimes you miss them, they come in and you don't even see them. But Jason sometimes sees them and he says, Pete, when you were talking about your mum, there was three cockatoos came down right near your head. And I was like, really? I had no idea. Lost in my thoughts and feelings about her, not really connecting to her. And that's what I do all the time with all of you too. So I'm going to try to be my body and be real. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, share your favourite tales on the socials, and follow Queer Stories on Facebook for updates. You can also follow me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.